Our Lord Jesus is alive. Happy Easter, everyone. Our Lord Jesus is alive. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
He is truly alive, and He is here with us today. Today is my last homily here at St. Ed's. So please, please, give me the chance to make Father Gary pay for all the jokes that he has cracked on me during this year. Last homily before he kicks me out.
I get the last word.
Dear all, the Holy Spirit is inviting us today to pay attention to the following message. Our Lord is alive, and He is here to give us new hearts so that we may help one another. The two disciples of the road to Emmaus found the Lord in the breaking of the bread and in the scriptures. And we are invited, just like them, to find the Lord in those two places, in the breaking of the bread and in the scriptures, but also in one another, especially when we have faith in the Lord. The two disciples found the Lord in one another's burning heart. They saw the Lord in one another. Their hearts were burning after having encountered the Lord, who wanted to give them new hearts, who wanted to make them a new creation. But before their hearts were burning for having encountered the Lord, we just heard it. They were down. They looked downcasted. Maybe they felt disappointed by Jesus. For many of the disciples, including these two we heard about, who were dismayed after having known that Jesus had been crucified, and their hopes, their expectations were not met. They even said, "We were hoping that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place," meaning, I'm just going to paraphrase their conversation, meaning Jesus said something about resurrecting. We trusted Him with our faith, with our family, with our money. And well, you know, nothing happened. Maybe, just like the disciples, you and I have felt disappointed. We have experienced frustration, failure, disappointment, anxiety, depression, discouragement, misunderstanding, opposition, lack of appreciation or affirmation, physical pains of all sorts, sickness, overwork, lack of sufficient money to pay our bills, lack of love, and lack of energy. We all have experienced at least one of these troublesome lifetime experiences, and they for sure shake our faith in the Lord. And just like these two disciples, we may feel and think that the Lord is not alive, that He has not resurrected. We may even feel bitter and resentful at God for something that may have happened in our lives. But please allow me to beg you, in the name of your Lord and my Lord, especially because today might be the last chance I preach to you as a deacon, I beg you in the name of Jesus, the one who has been crucified but has come alive, to please give the Lord a chance to make your heart new. He is here to renew who we are, to take us into his heart and give us his very life. Would you give him a chance to renew your heart? Would you? Let me ask you this. Do we remember our first encounter with the Lord? Where did we find him? How did our heart feel? Maybe we found the Lord, or I would say he found us, in places we would not have expected him to be. Perhaps you and I have seen the Lord and felt his love in a retreat we went to, or through a profound and sincere confession we made. How about when you and I experience the Lord in moments we would not have expected him to be, like the death of a loved one or in our own sickness? On my pilgrimage to the Holy Land a couple of weeks ago, I was reminded of my first encounter with the Lord. When my feet were washed on Holy Thursday, just a few blocks away from where the Lord and his disciples celebrated the Last Supper, I had an encounter with the Lord. That same evening, I was given the opportunity to be locked up in the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem for 14 hours. It was my option. I didn't do anything wrong, you know. It was still evening of Holy Thursday, when all of a sudden, and out of nowhere, a young man came up to me and opened his heart in such a way that I actually had to tell him, brother, I am not a priest. This is not confession, okay? But he did not listen. He just continued on and on and on. And he told me that he wants to become a priest. I wish you had been there to see this guy, to hear his conversion story. The Lord spoke to me through this young man and renewed my heart. He gave me a new heart. How come we lack faith in our God whose own loving desire for us is burning within our hearts? How come we lack faith in our Lord who makes all things new and whose tomb is empty? Yes, his tomb is empty. He is alive. The same Lord who appeared to Peter, John, and the disciples we heard about today, the same Lord will appear to you and to me today to give us new hearts, especially through the Eucharist. Let us allow him to give us new hearts. Once again, please let us renew our trust in him. Let us abandon our dreams, expectations, pains and sorrows, plans and everything in his hands, in his loving and trusting hands, so that we may let him make our hearts new. You and I'm very sure about this, otherwise we would not be here. You and I have experienced the Lord, haven't we? We have. I have. I have seen him in you throughout these months that I have been here. I found the Lord in you in the breaking of the bread, in the reading of scriptures, in the service you give to your own community. I even saw the Lord in our dear Father Gary sometimes, believe it or not. But I want to thank you, Father, in all seriousness. I want to thank you for your yes to the Lord, for accepting me here, for opening your community to me, for following the Lord, and for being a mentor to me. Thank you very much. But you all have formed my heart and the heart of other seminarians. And they are here in our midst. And I want to ask those seminarians to please stand up. Come on, guys. You have formed their hearts also. They have been here in this community teaching catechism, assisting, you know, catechism, RCIA, and stuff like that. Through your faith, through your prayers, feedback, correction, support, they will become your future priest. Who knows? Your future pastors. So let us acknowledge them for their faith. And I want to acknowledge you for having faith in the Lord through us as well. Thank you, guys. They are going to kill me going back to the seminary. They didn't know that I was going to do this. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus, who is alive, doesn't know how to disappoint our hearts. He doesn't know how to disappoint our faith. Let us trust in Him. You have taught me and have taught them, your seminarians, that the Lord, like in today's gospel, keeps walking along with us to heal our hearts. In fact, you have taught me and reminded me that the Lord wants to heal my heart and your heart. So before I get kicked out of this parish community, which I will miss so much, I want to ask your forgiveness and your blessing for any time that I have done something to impede your relationship with the Lord. I have seen and heard the Lord in His word in the Eucharistic table that Father Gary prepares for us every Sunday. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for allowing me to be here. For I want to also ask your forgiveness and your blessing for not giving you a better testimony of the risen Lord with my life. I want to thank you for showing me our God, for reminding me that He is truly alive, for putting up with me my short homilies and my lovely accent. And to Him, I commend your lives, your dreams, and I beg Him to grant you all eternal happiness without measure. So please accept my prayers for you, especially those I deposited in the holy sites in the Holy Land, and the one that I want to offer for you right now. Father, God of love, give to your people a renewed experience of your risen Lord, of your risen Son, Jesus Christ. Renew within them the spirit of adoption they have received in their baptism, and through the wounds of your Son, by His blood, protect them from the evil one. I humbly present them to you through Jesus Christ, your Son, and in the hands of Mary, that you may heal their hearts from every disappointment and frustration they may have. I entrust their past to your mercy, their present life to your love, and their future to your providential care. Amen. Dear all, from the bottom of my heart, now I know how hard this is for a priest to say bye to a community, Father. I want to say I love you. Gracias. Thank you. Merci. Grazie. Dank. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Auf Wiedersehen. Adieu. Ciao. Hasta la vista. Thank you very much. Yes. Just one last thing. In the parish bulletin, you will find the invitation to my ordination ceremony in Fresno, you can do two things with this. It helps to scare away the mice and the rats because it has my picture on it. Or you can use it to pray for me and my classmates. Thank you.